Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A. We're going to spend the whole show today talking about something that affects absolutely everybody, your health and wanting to live healthier and longer. And we will be talking with Dr. Joel Wallach. He is a former veterinarian who has several medical degrees, quite an extensive practice. He has also discovered in his many years of working with animals and people the importance of mineral supplements and minerals in your lifelong health. He has a company today. We'll be hearing Dr. Wallach on the phone. One of his biggest fans, in fact, one of his successful patients is Howard Mayers, who is here in person. So we'll be getting that call from Dr. Wallach in just a couple of minutes. So the whole show today is about being healthy and about longevity. You'll hear about that in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
We did it again! Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Fee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:05. We'll be hearing any minute now from Dr. Joel Wallach. We have in the studio Howard Mayers. Howard, tell us how you first became acquainted with the work of Dr. Joel Wallach.
I was driving down the street after I retired here in 2012, and there was a radio spot. I think it might have been you. And I caught part of it, and I went to the lecture. And I listened, and I decided to try it. I got rid of five chronic diseases over a period of about 6 months. I had arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, spinal stenosis, and tinnitus, all gone. And an unintended benefit was I went from 210 down to 160 pounds in that same time period. And I was not trying to lose weight. I didn't even think it was a problem. So I've kept it off since the middle of 2012. I'm at about 162 right now.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I'm an ex-diabetic, ice cream and chocolate brownies are on the diet all the time now. So God bless you, Dr. Wallach.
And we'll be hearing from him any minute now. In the meantime, don't you wish that doctors could have a special chamber in their office where if they can tell people what they'll feel like when they get healthier, they put them in that chamber, and after they go through this regimen, this is how they'll feel. That would sell it like crazy, wouldn't it?
That would be great if you could simulate that.
You've gone through so many things. I assume that traditional medical methods were not working for you?
I was taking drugs. I'm not taking any drugs. I haven't taken any drugs since the middle of... But Dr. Wallach teaches that you don't stop cold turkey except for two things. And I wasn't on any of those two things. So what you do is you monitor your progress, and as you make progress, like blood pressure going down, then you ask your general practitioner to reduce your prescriptions. And I did it in three steps, down from a full prescription to nothing.
Do you think doctors today, traditional doctors, might be a little too quick to push a drug as a cure-all?
Well, we know that some of them get some pretty nice perks for prescriptions. I even worked on a computer system years ago that tracked prescriptions and who was writing them when I first came to Arizona. So it would be nice if they all would learn. They don't learn in medical school for the most part. I have two MDs in my group. One's retired. One's still practicing. When I met the first gentleman in 2012 or 2013, I asked him how he learned about nutrition, because he was sitting in the room and he was agreeing with Dr. Wallach the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And his response was, sure as heck, not in medical school. He'd learned because his wife had gotten involved learning about these things. So, actually, he's going to be here in town on Friday night. I'm going to have dinner with him. So it's Dr. Ed Loser.
Now, speaking of being in town, Dr. Wallach will be here very soon. Tell us about that.
Well, we have two sessions at the Prescott Resort and Convention Center. One is at 9 a.m. and the other one's at 6 p.m. And the reason we're able to do that, or the reason we do it, is that a lot of the older folks in town, and I'm an older folks myself now, I'm 76, they don't like to drive at night, and they go to dinner early, so we do the morning session to accommodate those folks, and then there's people that still work around here, and so we have the evening session for them. So we do 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. at the resort.
The last time I talked with Dr. Wallach, I think it was 3 years ago, and we were talking about his book, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. You have a copy of that here. Tell us about that book.
Well, the genesis of the name of the book is interesting. Dr. Wallach surveyed autopsies of MDs and found what the average age was, and the AMA took umbrage, I guess is the word, to him publicizing that these were guys giving people advice on how to live longer, and they weren't. So they did their own study, and they took an even bigger sampling, and they said, see, Dr. Wallach is wrong. Well, their years was 2 years shorter than his.
So. Now, is it your experience with Dr. Wallach and in his books that there's been traditional medicine pushback against a lot of things he's discovered?
Oh, absolutely. We've had people that were taking the supplements and getting results, and then the doctor would fire them, the MD would fire them because he didn't want them taking supplements, or in one case somebody was doing it and wanted to continue doing it, and the hospital wouldn't let them. If you saw the statistics put together by the government, the incidence of a supplement having a negative side effects is so small, it's almost not worth reporting. But, you know, prescription drugs killed 440,000 people last year. Government number, not mine, not Dr. Wallach's. You can go to the Centers for Disease Control, and you can get the statistics there. So it's unfortunate. Medical mistakes, everybody makes mistakes, but they have kind of cornered the market on it. And this is the answer for people that want natural results, not chemicals, not drugs. If you've got a prescription, you should go to drugs.com and look it up and read the side effects.
Mm-hmm.
And then ask yourself, is it worth the risk of taking this to get a benefit against all of the things that could go wrong by taking this drug?
I do notice that when I watch a lot of TV network news, and every network newscast, because it's aimed at people in our generation, it's loaded with prescription drug medication commercials. And it seems like every commercial for a prescription drug, they spend one-third of the time telling you about the wonderful benefits of it and two-thirds warning you about what might happen if you take it.
That's pretty much what I see when I listen. And some of the drugs, I'm not going to name it, but one of them kind of astounds me because they push it for everything. We group conditions into hard tissue, soft tissue, digestive, and blood-related.
Mm-hmm.
We don't diagnose, treat, or cure anything. We find out what mineral deficiency somebody has, and we recommend what they can take to overcome those, to reverse their issues. And It's pretty simple. There's over 900 diseases that Dr. Wallach has cataloged that are caused by nutritional deficiencies through his 50 years of research. And 80% of those fall into four categories. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out where to start on the road back to good health.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my retirement hobby, is helping other people with what helped me. And I do it whenever somebody calls or whenever we have a meeting. I'll stay and answer questions as long as people have them.
Take me back to when you first started on Dr. Wallach's program. Were you a little bit skeptical, a little bit suspicious, or were you kind of taking the attitude, well, nothing else has worked, let's give this a shot?
Well, I designed computer systems for large financial institutions for 45 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of detail-oriented, and skeptical would be I checked his background before I tried the products.
Sure.
And so when they claimed he was nominated for the Nobel Prize in Medicine, sure enough, in 1991, when they claimed he'd challenged the Food and Drug Administration a number of times and was successful, that was true. That number has increased to 9 things now. It was about 6 when I started. He's been honored and a guest speaker at the United Nations the first time in 2015. He's consulted to some Caribbean island nations on how to deal with their epidemics of diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done all kinds of things to try and help people.
I always find it interesting that people in different areas of the world tend to suffer different diseases, tend to be more prone to certain diseases based upon either their diet, their lifestyle, their weather, the terrain, things like this. And it really is amazing how the more research you do worldwide, the more you discover that things that happen over there, maybe that's why they're happening over here. Does that make sense?
Well, it does make sense, but the thing that amazed me was the fundamental thing that started us on a downhill slide as far as nutrition in this country was the invention of electricity. And it goes back to the first commercial plant that was built on the bluffs overlooking the Brooklyn Bridge in New York. And when they turned that on, and in 10 years most of the country was electrified and hydroelectric dams were built.
Sure.
They dammed up the river water. The river water carried the silt, which was minerals, down to the farmland. The farmer didn't rake it off and throw it away. He tilled it in. When electricity came in, people stopped cooking with wood, and they started cooking with electricity. When you burn wood in a stove to cook your meals, you had ash left over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the ash was minerals, and people took it and put it in their gardens, and they rototilled it in. And so a plant can make vitamins, and a plant can absorb the minerals and turn them into colloidal form. That's a form where human beings can readily absorb them. You don't absorb rocks very well.
That's true.
And a number of products on the market today, and I won't name them, are nothing more than ground rocks. So if you have ground rock calcium, you're lucky if you absorb 12%. If you have calcium from colloidal minerals, you're going to be 95% absorbability.
Mm-hmm.
And the company that manufactures Dr. Wallach's supplements gets its minerals from a 70-million-year-old deposit of what's called humic shale in southern Utah. And that's taken to a plant that we operate ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy in charge of that plant's nickname is Dr. Dirt. And
understandably.
It's processed into a form to be added to all the different products that we have to help people with their health. We have coffee products that have supplements in it. We have chocolate products with supplements in it. And then we just have straight supplements.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, there's four categories. So we can tell you what you need, and I can tell you, because I had several calcium-related problems, I started with something called the bone and joint pack. And that affected a reversal of my arthritis, osteoporosis, spinal stenosis, tinnitus. Those are all a form of the same kind of disease. And high blood pressure, by the way, is rooted in the calcium deficiency.
I'll be doing.
So, yeah, and the interesting thing is when most MDs do a blood test and they see high calcium in the blood, they think you're taking too much calcium. And the reason you have excess calcium in the bloodstream is that you are calcium deficient, and the body scavengers the calcium out of your bones to take it to the some 200 things in your body that you need calcium for.
Hmm.
So that's one of the things that get backwards.
And we were speaking with Howard Mayers about longevity and about Dr. Joel Wallach, who will be calling in very shortly. In the meantime, we're going to take a break on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long. Get Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heat and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles in the Prescott area at 772-2751. Gettles highly trained service techs keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointment and future regrets. Don't settle. Get Gettles High Desert Mechanical in the Prescott area, 772-2751.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to centurypainting.com.
Hey everybody, it's Sanford Cohen. Join me along with Mike and the Doctor every Friday afternoon at 4 for Let's Talk Sports right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Tune in for all the latest sports news, interviews, and all kinds of fun stuff. It's right here on KQ&A. See you Friday.
You don't have to go far to get away. Put wheels on the road and go RVing. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV. And for as little as $3.88 a day, you can own an RV and always take the scenic route. Peace and quiet, no extra charge. Whether that means toes in the sand, hiking boots on a mountain trail, skis in the powder, hands on a good book, or just your backside in a lounge chair watching the sunset, you can get there in an RV. Bring the family, include the grandkids, invite friends, or go solo. Every trip is a perfect trip, and every memory is priceless. We can help you get there. So stop by today and check out our large selection of top quality, affordably priced RVs, including deeply discounted models on Red Tag Row. Affinity RV is proud to be named one of the only five elite Blue Ribbon dealers in the U.S. and Canada. We're Northern Arizona's largest full-line, full-service RV dealer. Affinity RV service, sales, and rentals, Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, or online anytime at affinityrv.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back with Howard Mayers. We are talking about Dr. Joel Wallach, who will be presenting this Thursday two seminars at the Prescott Resort and Conference Center. I believe it's 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. Correct, Howard?
That's correct.
And that's at the Prescott Resort Center at 1500 Arizona Route 69. Dr. Wallach will be there. And one of the big topics he'll be talking about is Dead Doctors Don't Lie, about the importance of 90 essential nutrients, minerals, and vitamins, and his two big books we have here. One, of course, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and the other one's called Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission. Obviously, he's been considered by some people in the medical community a bit of an outlier, right, Howard?
Oh, yeah. He was doing a presentation in the Pacific Northwest a number of years ago. And when he gets done with his lecture, the audience gets to answer ask personal questions.
Mm-hmm.
The first question that night was, can you do anything about macular degeneration? And Wallach says, oh, yeah, we deal with that all the time. And a voice in the back of the room goes, Wallach, you're a liar.
Ugh.
And he asked the gentleman to identify himself. And it was an eye doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And the short answer is, Wallach said, you want to bet? And the doctor was supposed to bring some patient files contingent that these people had macular degeneration and they were legally blind already, not somebody who was just diagnosed yesterday.
Yeah.
And he'd bring 10 or 12 files. And the bet was that if Wallach, the doctor said if Wallach could reverse 2 out of the 12, he would apologize. Well, there were 27 files, and Wallach said, I'll take them all. I don't need to go through them. But who's going to pay for this? And the eye doctor said, I'll pay for it. And I'll still apologize if you get two of them. We got results with all 27.
No kidding.
Pretty amazing, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some of them completely reversed, and some of them still had a little issue.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have an audio now called Seeing is Believing. That's the apology the eye doctor made. We have a recording like that mm-hmm. we can share with people that talks about it. It's interesting that cataracts, cataracts and macular degeneration, and I forget what the third one is right the second, but they're basically oxidative stress of the eye. And so when you get rid of the excess free radicals, it can start the healing process as long as you have the rest of the required nutrients. Dr. Wallach's program is called 90 for Life.
Mm-hmm.
90 nutrients for life. So it's 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 or 3 essential fatty acids. The interesting thing about this is EFAs or omega-3s, whatever you want to call them, are one of the things that Dr. Wallach challenged the Food and Drug Administration on and won the case. And the minute he had the proof that is a causal effect of heart disease, more so because it's not cholesterol, as people would tell you.
Yeah.
Every supplement company jumped on the market and started pushing essential fatty acids. But it's Dr. Wallach's research that proved it.
You know, one of the things that sets Dr. Wallach apart from the traditional medical community is he spent a long time as a veterinarian, didn't he?
Started that way.
Yeah.
He grew up on a farm. At about 9 years old, he had a condition that they might call Tourette's today. They took him to a doctor, and the doctor couldn't figure out what was going on and actually suggested that perhaps his eyeglasses were touching his eyelashes. And he didn't think much of that diagnosis. And he went home, and one of his chores on the farm was feeding animals, and mm-hmm. he noticed the labels on the packages. So the next day at school, instead of taking his lunch break, he went to the library and started doing research. And he found a nursing book, I think it was, and he found an article about deficiencies that sounded like it applied to his case. So the next morning, instead of having the cereal, he tossed that in one of the animal pens, and he took the pellets that had the minerals in them.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2 weeks' time, he reversed his own health issue. So
isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it really is. And
wow.
We just have tons and tons of stories like that on different things. We've seen him get results with muscular dystrophy. I was with him when he was counseling a lady on cancer, and we saw that the tumor was on the back of her head, so you could see it, and we saw it shrink by 60% with the supplements that he recommended. Things like I had, they're routine. Mm-hmm. They're no big deal. You just follow simple directions, and they go away.
Amazing.
And you don't need drugs, and you don't need the risk of the side effects.
Or the cost.
Well,
and some of those prescription drugs can really be pricey.
Yeah, but the thing is, some people will take them because they're covered by insurance.
Oh, sure.
Unfortunately, we haven't gotten to the point yet where they cover supplements, even though there's ample proof that they work.
Mm-hmm.
And a little side note, if it wasn't for Dr. Wallach and you wanted to get vitamin C, you would need a prescription today. He fought the changes in the law that would allowed for those things to be prescriptions. The law that says you cannot patent a natural occurring substance. So vitamin C, those kinds of things are mm-hmm. natural substances that can't be patented. Without a patent, the pharmaceutical companies don't care to do anything with them.
Well, it's time for us to take a news and weather break. In the meantime, I want to remind our listeners that coming up this Thursday at 9 a.m. and 6 p.m., two different seminars hosted by Dr. Wallach at the Prescott Resort and Conference Center. You want to try and make at least one of those, perhaps both. Again, that's 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. at the Prescott Resort and Conference Center. Howard, is there a web page where people can go to learn more about Dr. Wallach and about what he'll be talking about?
Well, the page with all the details about the events that we're holding this month is called wallachseminars.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they want more information, they can email me at info@wallachseminars.com, or they can call our 800 number, 844-WALLACH, and that comes to me also, and we'll be happy to provide them with additional information. We follow Dr. Wallach's example. There's no charge for education. There's no obligation for you to do anything. If you don't understand what we're trying to teach you, more power to you.
Mm-hmm. That's great to hear. And we'll have more with Howard Mayers coming up in just a minute after today's brief rundown of local and state news and weather on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQNA.com.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Yavapai County neighbors and friends, I'm Sandy from Yavapai County Contractors Association. Our goal is to help protect you, the valued citizens of our community. YCCA wants to stop the phone calls from distressed homeowners who've been scammed by unscrupulous contractors. Call me 778-0040 before you hire anyone. Call YCCA 778-0040. Don't start without us.
Start it up. Keep it up. That's the way the world works. So when you just need it to work, Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of batteries plus bulbs, plus phone repair, plus key fobs to do everything we can to power your cars, phones, and everything in between. Finding and fixing with the know-how you need right now. Stop by Batteries Plus Bulbs and save on Duracell Ultra boat, RV, motorcycle, and lawn and garden batteries. Or visit batteriesplus.com. See website for offer details and limitations.
YRMC Physician Care Cardiology, your heart care team. You want the best when it comes to your heart care. Diagnostic testing, treatment, and follow-up care should be in the hands of an experienced team. At YRMC Physician Care Cardiology, our approach to superior cardiovascular care combines state-of-the-art technology with highly skilled, experienced physicians who have a passion for what they do. That means top-quality care. And we'll work closely with your other healthcare providers to keep them informed every step of the way, all with the support of YRMC's comprehensive resources right at your side. Exceptional heart care with a caring touch. Convenient locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley. YRMC Physician Care Cardiology. Meet the team. You'll be in good hands. Visit YRMC.org to learn more.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday the 4th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. If you watched Saturday Night Live over the weekend, you may have noticed a familiar face being parodied.
Following Paul Gosar's questioning of former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen last Wednesday, Saturday Night Live poked fun at the Prescott congressman. Cast member Kyle Mooney portrayed Gosar as so angry he could only mangle words.
Yeah, I just want to say one thing, Mr. Cohen. You are a pathological liar! You don't even know truth!
The skit also made fun of Gosar scolding Cohen with the childhood phrase, liar, liar, pants on fire.
It means if you lie, pants are fire. If you truth, pants are goof.
Do you need medical attention?
I'm Link Elliott reporting.
Sunny today and tomorrow, a 40 to 50% chance of scattered showers moving in tomorrow night and Wednesday. Highs today around 59. Tuesday and a dangerously windy and wet Wednesday near 63. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Chilling after bedtime to near 34, cooling toward the weekend. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, sunny highs today near 67. Tuesday and Wednesday, 70. Very windy Wednesday with the same chance for Tuesday night and Wednesday showers, cooling late tonight to near 39, en route to a weekend cool down. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue after this.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore.
The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQA. Arizona Coyotes hockey is brought to you this season by Marshalla Wood, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Brown Bag Burger, Cowboy Country Antiques, and David Goldstein, Sherrick Insurance.
He'll shoot, he scores!
Arizona Coyotes host the Anaheim Ducks, Monday night live at 7 on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQA.
At Norm's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty Safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty Safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty Safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:35. We have Howard Mayers here speaking on behalf of Dr. Joel Wallach, who will be in town on Thursday for two seminars at the Prescott Resort and Conference Center, 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. at the Prescott Resort and Conference Center. Dr. Wallach will be talking about the 90 for Life program that involves 90 minerals, vitamins, good things like this. You'll probably live to be 90 by using that. And Howard, from what you've known about Dr. Wallach all of these years, tell us about a relationship that he had with someone we're all going to recognize if we watched the old TV show Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. Tell us about Dr. Wallach and Marlon Perkins.
Well, Marlon Perkins had gotten a paper from Dr. Wallach when Wallach was still a student, and Wallach discovered the first what was called a mass die-off of animals due to pollution. And so Marlon Perkins hired him to go to Africa and do research there, where he's involved with elephants, and he was rescuing white rhinos. So if you can see a rhino in a zoo today, it's probably a relative of one rescued by Dr. Wallach. Then when they got a grant to do research here back in the United States, Marlon Perkins got Dr. Wallach to come back and do that. That resulted in a study wherein Dr. Wallach, who's also a pathologist, did more than 20,000 autopsies on people and animals, mostly animals, and that's comparative pathology, looking at the same disease in human beings and animals. Mm-hmm. And he did over 10 million pathologies examining what was missing from the blood and tissues of someone that would contribute to the disease. And that book is documented in the diseases of exotic animals. Mm-hmm. It's in the Smithsonian Institute and considered to be a national treasure. It's used by all the zoos and a lot of veterinarians. And that kind of pushed Wallach on down this path of research, which amounts to 50 years worth of research now. And he's challenged the Food and Drug Administration 9 times now and succeeded in getting things changed. So things like folic acid and selenium are in baby food and baby formulas because Dr. Wallach provided the proof mm-hmm. that those deficiencies cause diseases in children. The most recent one is SIDS, and you know SIDS is sudden infant
death syndrome.
Yeah. So you got half the doctors tell you put the kid on the back, the other half tell you put the kid on the stomach. It has nothing to do with it. It's a mineral deficiency. And how does he know this? He went to an area in China where they had a severe occurrence of SIDS, and he was allowed to autopsy a large group of those children to determine why they died. And he brought that information back to the Food and Drug Administration, and that one never had to go to court. They just accepted his findings and ordered the changes in the formulas and the vitamins.
And in part of his work back in 1977, cystic fibrosis was believed to be the result of a human congenital disease, and it turns out he found the world's first recognized case of non-human cystic fibrosis in a selenium-deficient rhesus monkey while he was doing work at Emory University National Primate Center in Atlanta. And isn't it amazing how many things you can learn about people by working on animals?
And for his efforts, he got fired.
Because that's what you get for being an outlier, right?
Yeah, they said that's upsetting the norm. Mm-hmm. It's a genetic disease. It can't possibly be happening in monkeys. What he did was, when he did his research and he caused the monkeys to get cystic fibrosis, and then he reversed it to prove it, he took the slides of the tissue and he sent them to other pathologists for verification, but he didn't tell them they were from a monkey. And so they all agreed, yes, that's what it is. And then when he told them where it came from, they got mad that they were tricked.
Oh, goodness. So, and we have the telephone active right now. Is this Dr. Wallach or Dr. Glidden?
Should have been Dr. Glidden.
Is this Dr. Glidden? Let me try this line here. Dr. Glidden? Thought I saw that line beeping there. Let's try it again. Okay, Dr. Glidden, are you there? Okay, that's not, let me try this. Dr. Glidden, are you there? Nope, still nothing there, not coming through. Okay, maybe he'll call back. At least we hope he can.
Yeah, he's learned from Dr. Wallach, and he gives Dr. Wallach credit for what he's learned. And
mm-hmm.
Dr. Glidden has got more than 30 years of experience as a naturopath treating people.
So tell us about the longevity program, American Longevity.
Yeah, originally Dr. Wallach was with another company whose name escapes me. And when it seemed that they were more interested in the buck than in the quality of the products, he left them.
Mm-hmm.
They had a family meeting, and they decided that they would make their own company.
Let me interrupt just for a second here. And is this Dr. Wallach? Okay, that's not coming through. I don't know why. Let's try this. Is this Dr. Wallach or Dr. Glidden? Okay, I don't know why that's not coming through. Let me try this. Dr. Wallach? Nope, still not coming through. I don't know why we're not getting that signal there. But anyway, Howard, you're doing a great job here because you are kind of like the representative for Dr. Wallach, aren't you?
Pretty much. Didn't plan to be that way. It just evolved.
Well, I'll tell you what. If everything that you've been doing at Dr. Wallach's behest has been working this well for you, you're the best spokesman he could possibly have because you're the walking exhibit, aren't you?
I'm one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's had thousands upon thousands of success cases
mm-hmm.
with every kind of disease you can think of, up to and including cancers.
On that note, what kind of results has he found about fighting cancer?
Well, one of his wins against the Food and Drug Administration was the effect of selenium on cancer. So if a woman takes a reasonable dose of selenium, it'll cut her risk of breast cancer by 82%. It'll cut a man's risk of prostate cancer by 67 or 68%.
Mm-hmm.
It'll even reduce the risk of lung cancer in someone who's still smoking by something like 40%. But the one thing that people, when they get the notion, oh, it's selenium, well, they run out and they want to do selenium. Well, our selenium is not just selenium. And we try to teach people you need the 90 essential nutrients
mm-hmm.
as the basis for success. You may get some results if you just try to take the one item, but you will not get the complete results if you take the 90 for life.
And some of those is the 60 essential minerals plus the fatty acids, vitamins, amino acids. These minerals sound like everyday stuff that we might take in different amounts, ranging from calcium to magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, sodium, chloride, sulfur, cobalt, copper, aluminum, arsenic, barium, boron. It sounds like the essentially the what do you call the table of elements? It almost sounds
pretty
like
much.
That. But yeah, those are obviously important or vital components of human nutrition. And of course, they also have several here that I can't pronounce. But there is one on here that kind of caught my mind, and that is zirconium. And I know what people are going to think when they hear that. But then again, the minerals also include titanium. And if titanium sounds like something you don't want in your body, consider how many candies that are coated, like Valentine hearts, are coated with titanium dioxide. So it is perfectly harmless.
There's arsenic on that list.
I saw arsenic,
but it's a minute amount.
Yeah.
These are called essential nutrients, and Dr. Wallach, not me, could tell you nutrient by nutrient what they do. I don't have the capacity to store that information that he has.
Mm-hmm. Well, I noticed the list includes arsenic, but not old lace. So I guess that's kind of a good thing. So we don't need to worry about two little old ladies doing strange things in the house, right?
There might be old lace on one of the ladies' garments that they sell.
Indeed. Well, anyway, we want to let our listeners know about the important conference coming up Thursday morning at 9 and Thursday evening at 6 p.m. at the Prescott Resort and Conference Center. Howard, will you be there with Dr. Wallach?
I'm always at the events that I sponsor.
There you go.
So.
And I have to ask you one more thing. But we're going to try this telephone one more time before we let you go. Let's see. And is this Dr. Glidden, Dr. Wallach? And for some reason, we are not bringing that call in. I don't know why.
Is your panel got a problem?
Let me see. Let's try this. Dr. Glidden, Dr. Wallach. For some reason, that is not coming through. I don't know if we have a telephone issue or if it's the board or my ineptitude. Could be either one, frankly. But we look forward to hearing from Dr. Wallach Thursday at 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. at the Prescott Resort and Conference Center. While you're there, say hello to Howard Mayers. He is the walking embodiment of the success of Dr. Wallach's program. Anything else you want to add, Mr. Mayers?
Well, just call me Howard for starters.
Howard, sure.
Mr. Mayers was my father.
Okay.
And,
I do that too.
I'm able to try and answer any questions you have, but it's a program that we know works. It's helped countless people. We believe mm-hmm. there's something in the order of 5 million people a day taking Dr. Wallach's formulas. And that may be an old number because somebody told me that several years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been tremendous in turning your life around. Before we let you go, though, you had a pretty interesting life in your working years. Tell us briefly about that.
Well, going all the way back, I spent 7 years manufacturing ladies' clothes in the garment industry in Los Angeles.
All right.
And then a little company
called...
Was that
in the garment district?
Oh, yeah. And then a little company called IBM came along and invited us. We were a contract firm.
Mm-hmm.
Invited us to an announcement of some new products designed just for the garment industry, and they were all computer-based. And I couldn't spell computer the day I was invited, and there was only 10 companies invited, and we were the only contractors. Everybody else was large manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went, and the light bulb came on when they started talking about what they were going to do, and I said, I got to go learn about this stuff. So I saved up my nickels and dimes, and I went to school in 1967, and learned to be a programmer before I knew how to spell programmer.
Mm-hmm.
And I started working full-time in 68 doing that. I put in about 45 years, maybe a little more. I retired at the end of 2011 from my last contract. I was doing consulting work to banks. And I was offered more work, and I said, if you're 70 years old, I should be allowed to go lay down somewhere. And I intended to go fishing and do woodworking.
Mm-hmm.
My son gave me an elaborate set of woodworking equipment called ShopSmith. It's a storage device for junk in my garage now. I've never had my fishing line in the water because once I started getting results with Dr. Wallach, I decided this is a way to pay it forward.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I've been doing since 2012, and here we are today.
When you started in the computer profession, that's back when acronyms like COBOL and Fortran were bouncing around, correct?
Yeah, I avoided Fortran, but I did learn assembler language and RPG and COBOL
mm-hmm.
at the first place. And so most of what I did was mainframes.
Mm-hmm.
I fiddle around and do a little web pages for myself, like WallachSeminars.com, where all of the information for our events here in Arizona this mm-hmm. time are. We have another site that we share with people who've joined us where there's information like about the importance of the immune system, about the product that'll help you get your immune system back in sync, and it's all natural and doesn't have side effects, whereas recently discovered prescription drugs for immune system have some pretty bad side effects.
Mm-hmm.
I know this firsthand because one of our ladies called me and said her brother had taken the product and it had helped with the immune system, but it destroyed his pancreas.
Ah.
So it made him an artificial type 1 diabetic.
Isn't
that was a side effect. And we can help type 2 diabetes because I did myself.
Sure.
But type 1 is another story mm-hmm. because it's essentially a birth defect. A lot of things that are birth defects are because the mother was nutrient deficient mm-hmm. during gestation. And that's unfortunate. If we could get OBGYNs to understand nutrition and teach the women before they get pregnant, you could get rid of birth defects.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's some powerful testimony. And Howard Mayers, we thank you so much for filling in the hour for us today. We look forward to seeing you Thursday evening or morning, 9 a.m. in the morning, 6 p.m. in the evening at the Prescott Resort and Conference Center. We look forward to Dr. Joel Wallach's presentation, you will also see the books Dead Doctors Don't Lie and Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission. We thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success for your health and for Dr. Wallach's mission. Stay tuned because I've got some final thoughts and Tuesday's Q&A guests coming your way on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Recce Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Do you feel confident that you have the right financial plan in place? How and where do you invest? Trying to learn the do's and don'ts of the stock market can be extremely costly. Just one mistake can set you back years from attaining your financial goals. Understanding the stock market and investing based on your personal risk and time can be the ingredients for a successful outcome. Hi, I'm John Dombrowski, president of Grand Canyon Planning. I've been assisting my clients to create the proper recipe to reach their financial goals for over 25 years, and I can help you as well. Call me at 480-991-1055 to schedule a complimentary financial consultation. Again, that's 480-991-1055, and visit the web at GrandCanyonPlanning.com. As always, I'm John Dombrowski reminding you, don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Client One Securities, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Grand Canyon Planning Associates, LLC, and Client One Securities, LLC are not affiliated.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax scoring and mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:50 through 2:52. Now it's 2:54. Okay. Hey, the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley, as you know, starting last Thursday, gave our fans one last chance, just this last time, to see Best Picture nominees A Star Is Born, Green Book, Bohemian Rhapsody, and The Favorite. They'll be leaving this weekend. Go to your Harkins.com website for showtimes, because since tomorrow is Tuesday, the Tuesday night classics are back, and quite possibly the funniest movie ever made, Airplane, with Leslie Nielsen, Lloyd Bridges, Robert Stack, Robert Hayes, and Julie Haggerty will be on the big screen tomorrow at 7 p.m. for only $5. Airplane at the Harkins. Surely you jest. Well, don't call me Shirley. That's Airplane tomorrow night, $5, and tonight, I believe it's tonight, starting the Monday Night Musicals, Meet Me in St. Louis with Judy Garland. I believe that's tonight. If not tonight, then next Monday. Either way, go to Harkins.com and you will see the show times and listings. By the way, starting this Thursday night, it's the arrival of Brie Larson starring in Captain Marvel. Now, if you fondly recall, as I do, the old TV series The Adventures of Superman with George Reeves, you'll love a new collection that's available of George Reeves' TV and movie career, including a complete episode-by-episode review of the Superman series. Now, if you love both The Adventures of Superman and The Andy Griffith Show, Did you know both series were filmed on the exact same small-town backlot for the first season of Superman? Look online for Metropolis Meets Mayberry, and you'll see how the very same buildings on that studio backlot in Culver City became Metropolis for Superman in Season 1 and became Mayberry for the entire run of The Andy Griffith Show. Now, if you would like information on that exclusive George Reeves TV and movie collection, send an email to Looper56, that's L-O-O-P-E-R, Looper56 at AOL.com for pricing and order information. He's got a complete set of George Reeves' entire movie and TV collection and a tremendous treatise on the old Superman series, which was my addiction as a little boy, and I know it still lives on in a lot of people's memories. Hey, every 6 weeks or so, I speak with Max Richmond, the executive director of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. He says all of the new Medicare cards nationwide have been mailed. Make sure you carry and use yours. Make sure you protect your Medicare number and card just like a credit card, and destroy your old Medicare card so nobody can steal that to try and use your identity for their evil purposes. Hey, stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, then Talk of the Town, Chino Valley today at 4 o'clock. Join me right back here Tuesday with my guest Nicole Kennedy from Boys and Girls Clubs with their new location in PV. Joe Gudea from Antelope Hills Golf, they're sponsoring a Prescott Area Shelter Services fundraiser, and Neil Sneller from Touchmark. That's Q&A Tuesday at 2, when I'll see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.